Hello, everybody. This is Pops and Jakey T's from the Black Mike Studio in Northeastern Pennsylvania. Hope everybody's well today and
safe.
Safe, and I don't know, it's raining here. I don't know how
it is
in your
pouring
area,
here.
So,
what's up, Pops?
What's up in the news today?
Well, today, Rocksteady, a company that has made Batman games. They made three Batman games for WB, Batman Arkham Asylum, Arkham City, the best Batman game, and Arkham Knight, the best Batman games ever, people say. They feel like you're actually Batman when you play it. Because it's a puzzle, it's a good game. They released today, they announced they are working on a Suicide Squad versus Justice League game where you play as the villains and go after the Justice League. So go after Superman. After all that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, that's cool, I think. I mean, that's going to be cool. I'm sure, and I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be online co-op and stuff to take down.
Okay.
All right, that got announced today. Okay, well, something that happened earlier this week was that, so, the Making the Avengers game, my girlfriend pre-ordered it for me for the Xbox, right? And, I was wondering if they're going to bring Spider-Man into it. Yeah, they are. Only on PS4. Now, I know Sony owns Spider-Man, but they've made games. They used to make games for both consoles that included Spider-Man. So why couldn't they just have a Spider-Man as a skin and not the whole character? Why not just have the skin from the PS4 version, not the whole entire character? That makes no sense to me, honestly. Like, why divide the fan base like that? If you have an Xbox One, you're a big Spider-Man fan, you're screwed, basically. I have both machines, but I'm not buying both. I'm not buying two copies of that game. It's no.
Why don't you just buy one for PlayStation
4? I actually already pre-ordered for me on the Xbox, so I'm not going to switch or cancel it. I'm not going to tell you what has happened. No, not my fucking floor, you fucker.
What am I going to do with it?
Go wash it off. You motherfucker.
What about the bottles? What are you moaning about?
Personal property.
The other news, we're finally building our studio.
Yeah, finally.
We got one wall up.
And there's an episode that on our YouTube page, which is now, we made it, and it's now Pops and JKT. I changed it finally. I figured it's not fair to just call it JKT when it's me and Pops.
So, yeah, we started doing that.
Yes.
We've been slow but surely.
Yeah, we haven't worked on it in the past, I think, 2 days a day.
I worked on it.
You did, but I didn't. Mm-hmm. I want to record it, but I feel like an ass just sitting up there with my camera recording you work.
That's okay. Oh, how about those guys who hacked in
Twitter?
All the rich guys.
All rich guys' Twitter.
Yeah.
That was pretty
Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos, the guy from Amazon.
One kid was from the United States. He was only 17, and the other two were from England or somewhere.
Yeah,
and they were 18.
So.
Yeah.
But, man, it's just... that Spider-Man thing just makes me so mad.
Oh, it is.
I'm so mad about that. That's bull. And it's like, okay. PS4 is $400, and so is the Xbox. But originally, we didn't know Spider-Man was going to be a PS4 game. But then it turned to PS4 exclusive game. Which is, okay, that's fine. But why a whole? There's nothing in there. That's.
I know.
But it just makes no sense to me. Anyway, I see all the Spider-Man before they flip out and start throwing shit.
Okay, what else went on?
What else is going
on? Oh, about Bernie Sanders saying.
Oh, I don't know if that's a true thing that it said or it was like a meme someone put up. But anyway, homie, let me find it. So, I gotta pull it up. Give me a second, guys. On Elon Musk replies. Shoot. There it is. Okay. So, Bernie Sanders wants Elon Musk to pay a one-time $27.5 billion tax. So, Elon Musk responded, official Bernie Sanders drinking game. Every time the Bernster mentions a free government program, chug somebody else's beer.
Because he's a socialist.
Yeah. But, so my thing is, I don't know if this is an actual website or not, but I Oh, because it's a make billionaires pay act. She's trying to get passed.
Yeah, no, he said he would pass if he became president.
He would have passed it, but now he's trying to pass it through Senate or whatever. I think he's trying to.
I know he stays in his basement. He don't want to get out of his basement. I know how to get him out of the basement. Flood the basement. Put a fire hose in and flood it. Fill it up. But he don't want to have a debate with Trump.
Let me think. What else did I say? I know our governor of PA is calling up Congress trying to get the $600 extended for the people that get unemployment.
Right.
I hope we get more money. Like, no, I'm not saying $600. Is that it makes people not want to work. If we gave us like $200 and we got like $395, that make people want to work.
Right, but that don't pay people's bills. Either.
Exactly.
Especially the people that are legal, not legally, but I mean permanently laid off.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. There should be a different payment for each person. Like for me, like I'm late. I'm basically, I don't have a job this year. I'm out of a job. So I'm only 17. So I shouldn't be getting like $795.
Well, you're making more than me.
I'm making more than you. It's kind of, and so now I'm thinking about saving up for a Mac because I learned how to edit on one of my VoTech class. And I can't use the Premiere at all. It's too difficult for me to use because this computer can't handle it, first of all.
Right.
It runs it slow, so yeah.
I want to run that.
It's 8 gigabytes. Yeah. I can get the Mac, I can get a 16 gigabyte.
That's right.
And a faster processor.
But I seen that one computer had 32.
Yeah, the one Mac has 32. Good. And if I wanted to, I could just get that and not get anything else with it. I don't know how to apply to get a 32 gigabyte Mac.
You'll probably need a good one anyhow for college.
Exactly. That would be good for me anyway. So it's the newest one. I'll be in college next year.
Yeah. I don't know how your schools are doing, but
my school's,
I guess,
doing
they
kind
of open up half ass, as I would call it.
Yeah, it's dumb. Okay. So I saw this on TikTok. This girl posted no one was wearing a mask in her school.
They're making you wear a mask.
No, I mean, like, none of the kids are wearing a mask in that school.
Really?
So she posted on her Snapchat and said, yo, no one's wearing a mask here. Like, this is unsafe. And they suspended her for 2 weeks. For being safe.
But your school is making you
wear a mask. Yeah. Yes. But
they're a mask.
They're going to, some kids are going to get out of it some way.
They're going to give you masks.
Yeah, they're going to give us, like, Northampton. I bet they will. They probably will. I'll probably get a Babbitt's mask.
You won't be able to wear that one. Virginia
Rocks. My teacher, my VoTech teacher loves that mask. He loves the shirt, the Virginia Rocks shirt. He calls me a virgin when he sees me. I can't believe it.
But what do you call it? Work didn't like that one either.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
I don't know. I think you should be able to wear any kind of mask.
Unless it really
offends somebody.
Like, if it's racist or homophobic.
Everything's racist and homophobic.
Not everything, but you know what I mean.
They say boo and they say, oh no, that's racist because it's a white coat.
Yeah, I guess I got you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's like, I hate these people. That's like,
how about Black Lives Matter mask? That might offend somebody.
Some white person.
Yeah. Or if it wore a KKK mask,
they would.
That would offend somebody.
No matter what, it's not offend
somebody.
I could
see that.
Yeah, I'll offend anybody. That'll offend somebody.
A Trump 2020 one.
They had a fit on them.
So. But Virginia Rock one that.
Yeah, I don't like Virginia Rocks.
All the workers thought they were cool. It was cool, but boss didn't like it. But
my thing is, it's like, it's only. Okay, listen. I understand not liking somebody, right? But it's a mask.
I look at it this way. Everybody can vote the way they want to. That's your choice. You got the choice.
Yeah.
But don't.
Don't vote
because they don't like your person or you don't like their person
or
whatever. You know, like, to me that's
stupid.
Childish or something. Childish,
like,
you know.
Plenty of my friends like Biden. Now I don't know who I support. I don't know. Like, I don't know enough about politics at all. Like, I don't.
I don't like to dig into that shit. Arguing about. Hey, everybody's different. We're all different. That's what makes the world go round.
I don't like to argue with anybody about politics. I hate politics. I mean. I don't like.
I know.
It's awful to argue about.
It's a bad.
Yeah, exactly. I don't like arguing. I hate arguing.
I try not to bring it up.
Exactly. All right. Yeah. Man, let me see anything else in the news. Let me look on our trusty Twitter trending page.
He changed the name on the
YouTube, Pop Jiggy T. I changed. All I gotta do yet is make a banner for us, which I might do a free trial of Photoshop and make a banner for us.
We're gonna try to get this girl to come in and
paint on the wall.
Paint on the wall.
Well, so, the designer. If we do, we'll show it to you. Oh, one more thing that's happened this week before I forget to mention it. Oh. You know, the explosion in Beirut.
Yeah. It was like, look it up. They said it was like 24 tons of something that made it go up.
Yeah.
I heard it on the news.
What caused?
They found more bodies or something.
The Beirut
explosion. I forget what nitrous something or.
I don't know. I'll look, huh?
Yeah, it said it on the news today. I didn't catch it.
Okay, wait. The Lebanese president, Michael. I don't know how to pronounce that name, but the president of them, it killed nearly 150 people. Either external intervention by a missile or a bomb, he says things caused it.
No, they said today it was something else.
But that was 3 days ago.
No, they said today it was something else. Some kind of.
Okay, wait, right here. 2,750 tons of
ammonium nitrate.
Ammonium nitrate, exactly. Yeah. Ignited.
Yeah, that's what they said caused it.
And he won't let them investigate, he said. They wanted to come in and investigate. The Lebanese president said, I want you to investigate.
Why not, I wonder?
I don't know. Now, I'm not saying there's a conspiracy going on. I'm not saying anything. No one should have died. I hate big. Why? That's awful that even happened in the first place.
On the dock.
In the port, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, Fred Lemon's news agency investigation. Oh, the chief. Wait, hold on. The chief of the customs department in London said he warned officials about the ammonium nitrate numerous times over the years.
They've been doing it for a long time.
He knew it was he knew that something was gonna happen eventually. He was like, get rid of it.
What's that used for?
I'll look it up. Hold on.
Ammonium nitrate. I don't know what that's. Fertilizer.
Yeah, you just make fertilizer and explosives.
Well, yeah, if that mixes with diesel fuel, it blows up. That's what that guy used. What was his name? Timothy.
You?
No, Timothy McVeigh or whatever. The guy who blew up the federal building in Oklahoma City.
Oh.
That's what he used. Ammonia nitrate, and you mix it with diesel fuel and it makes an explosion.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Apparently there's a doctored video someone made saying what caused it.
Oh, really?
That's like fake.
Oh.
Doctored video. Here. Oh, what's this say? Oh. See, every doctored video, they fake in a missile hitting the building.
But no missile.
It was a bomb. I saw the video. It was awful.
Yeah, I know.
That was a huge explosion. I wasn't expecting the shockwave.
It probably just happened by accident.
Or someone, it could have been an accidental fire. It could have been anything. You don't know anything yet.
Right. So I knew it was the ammonia and nitrate.
Yeah.
What are you swatting for flies?
There's a fly. There's a pesky fly in here. But no.
Freeze it to death.
Yeah. No, it's just sad. It's not even. That was my nephew. Yeah. My hair in the background. But anyway. Should we put in the ad now?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
We have something coming up.
Yeah, something interesting coming
half,
up.
That's right.
All right. We'll be right back, guys. And we're back. So now, we're going to talk about some of the greatest cereal box prizes. I'll try to find some of the worst. All
right.
All right, well, there's the Honeycomb Monster Mitts, right? These were found in Honeycomb cereal in 1974. They were cheap plastic gloves with ghoulish designs on them. One looked like the skin was unzipping to expose bones, others had blue veins and an eyeball. Another was scaly like a sea monster, and in fact, showed Loch Ness style sea monster.
Oh, yeah, four different ones.
Yeah. Showed a spider crawling off them. Now, this is on a website called MrBreakfast.com, so you can find us on that website.
Right.
Because, you know, we got to tell them. Another one's like a safe, you know, like a bike reflector, which are things, you know, with the problem.
Oh, they
bikes.
Must have, they numbered them, so there must be 50.
Yeah, there's 50
ones.
Of them. And you go through the whole list if you want.
No.
I'll see some ones that catch my eye. How about that?
The one with the Beatles.
Yeah, the Beatles one. I go down and saw it. Oh, the Minion one's one of them? I remember that one. I used to have that necklace.
2015.
Yeah, the General Mills put Minion figurines in boxes of Honey Nut Cheerios. Urkel for President campaign buttons.
Oh, what was that? What year?
In the 90s.
Oh. I didn't see that one.
Alphabets, pocket printer. What? What is that? A pocket embosser. You slip the edge of a piece of paper into the device and then press a key. When choosing back a faint letter or the symbol, would then slightly raise the symbol.
Oh, kind of like an ink pad.
Yeah. Crunchberry stethoscope.
Star Wars.
Storyscope. The Star Wars droid viewer. I think it's one of the things you look in.
2015.
Had
that.
I know. I could have, but I don't think I ever did. That was during The Force Awakens when that came out. A lot, like, the first Star Wars movie to come out in, like, 10 years, I'd have to say. Cinnamon Toast.
How old were you in 2015?
I was... it's
6 years ago. 5 years ago. 12.
12, yeah. Okay. No, 13 I would have been. Because I'm going to be 18 this year. Pinball game, which is in the Super Sugar Crisp, Monster Cereals, Puff Shoot.
That was in 1978, you weren't even alive then.
Around the Corner viewers, that's pretty cool. You see they put, you know, you can see it around the corner.
Yeah, that's was pretty... in 1973.
The Flintstones Rock Grabber, what?
Oh, it's like one of those things.
Oh,
like...
yeah, okay, yeah, one of those, like, trash grabbing things.
Yeah.
But license plates? Solid steel license plates from Wheaties.
Probably for your bicycle.
12 license plates for a quarter on the back of the box. From all 48 states you can get them from.
Oh.
What? Free Star Trek badges, the Jetsons, Glow in the Dark Spooky Pirate for Scooby-Doo.
Right? That wasn't even what, 1978. I was alive all this time.
Glow in the Dark pen. That's pretty cool.
I think I might have had one of those.
Are you serious?
I was 13.
Yeah, you might have. An actual working atomic submarine. Oh, they were fueled by baking powder. And they worked.
Oh, really? It's Kellogg's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. You can put them in the bathtub or whatever. And put them in film with, what is it, baking powder? Yeah.
Yeah.
And the light up saber spoons, man.
That was cool.
That's cool. I wish I would have. I wish. See, I was only 3. So I wish I would have been able to get one of those. You know, I wish I could have. Like, that'd be awesome. I could find one of those on eBay for like $5. I would definitely buy it. Wheaties microscope.
Well, there's that Beatles one. How much is it worth?
Okay, the Beatles rub ons. I don't know what rub ons are. I don't know what those are.
Are those like tattoos, maybe?
Maybe. But anyway, the box alone is worth $1,000. In online auctions, it goes for $1,000.
Huh.
Cookie Crisp mini skateboards. Pep comic buttons.
I didn't see.
It was before
1948.
Alive. 1948.
How old are you more now?
Apple Jack's ghost detector. The 1989 prize was so spooky, included this disclaimer. The ghost detector is a toy created for plain amusement. There are no real ghosts. According to the box, if the ghost detector moved around your hand, it meant there were no ghosts in your room. But every kid knew if it moved when there were some mother fudging ghosts.
Now they don't put anything in the box.
Not
anymore.
Any cool things like
that. No.
A lot of these things are cool. I mean, I don't have a honeycomb digital watch. I remember them having watches in their boxes.
Yeah, I know that.
I remember that happening a lot.
Free cash in every box.
1986. In the box version, someone freaks out. Every box has cash from around the world. U.S. money in every 43rd box. It might be worth less than a penny, but it might be worth up to $500.
Wow.
Another delightfully deceptive Cash in the Box promotion. Almond Delight cereal.
I wonder who made that.
I haven't heard of Almond Delight.
No.
Deed to 1-inch land in Yukon.
Yukon.
Fuck, I can't speak. I'm sorry.
In Russia.
Isn't Yukon a city? I think it's Quaker Oats. Quaker cereal in Yukon. The Gold Rush country.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, okay.
So you got 1 inch of land.
Now, who owns that land?
Now you can find a deed today for $20. You should buy a deed to 1 inch land and go visit it.
Yeah, but what's on that land now? That they built a mansion.
It's probably the forest somewhere.
More, yeah. That's like that one album, Man for Man Down. You can buy a free piece of land on top of a fucking mountain.
Yeah. Alphabet's Terrariums. 1980?
Number one was what?
A Sugar Bear 3-in-1 yo-yo. Damn. Honorable mentions. Oh, I sneeze. Hold on. Bless me. Sugar Crisp, Twin Hall Airport, Captain Crunch, Clone in the Dark, Circus Acrobats, Trix Whistle Magnifying Glass. Bless me. Jeez.
Now, here is a really stupid thing.
Yeah, I'm going to find some more stupid
about
ones.
About Kellogg's cereal. Now, they're offering one box top, one free book. Now, what kid wants a book these days? You think they did that so the parents buy it and give their kids a book? I think you would sell more cereals if you had one box top, one free game. You can make some, like, weird games like Fruit Loop Mania or you know what I mean?
All right, right here. An animal stamp. This cereal had an animal, a stamp for the kid.
Oh, yeah.
Why would you need a stamp for a kid? These are all, like, bad ones.
What's that one? The Crunch Box.
The Crunch Bot. Destroy. It was a pretty cool idea. Captain Crunch made that ghost detector, which you just saw. Kool-Aid. What the hell? Oh, what the?
What do you got?
A pack
of Kool-Aid.
No, the box is. Yeah, unfold it and stuff, and it's like a city or whatever.
Oh.
It's like a neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
Marvel Madness, that could be cool.
Marvel Madness might be
cool. Yeah, like for your fridge or whatever. Matt, oh my god. Marvel Mask. I'm sure. Yeah, I can see that they're making that shit. You put like a spider mask on a stick and you wear it.
Yeah.
Monster Disguise stickers. Night Scope. Free Sparkling Play-Doh.
Wait, what? Gummy Savers.
They put that in. And Gummy Savers. What the? Play-Doh you can't eat. Wouldn't people get confused and try to eat the Play-Doh?
I know. Duh. Maybe they thought the Play-Doh was the gummy bears.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Jackson 5 cereal. What? Yeah, Jackson 5 record. A little flimsy record you could set up on your official Fisher Price record player and get funky to big hits.
Huh.
So, if you had a Fisher Price record player, you could listen to this album. Yeah. That's for three songs. Huh. What the hell? A so high paper doll. What? Starbot. Cereal Submarine. Terrariums, Wacky Packages stickers, Honeycomb watches, what the hell? Win, lose, or draw. This is one. What just happened?
I don't know.
That's still on. The whole screen's been black for a second. It scared me.
Yeah. You know which one they don't have? The one with the ones I have with the Pez in them.
The thing is, that makes it weirds me out. Is I can't find. The worst ones.
What was the one with the Pez's in?
Oh, I'm trying to look at this 50 worst cereal box prizes. And it's like 10 best cereal prizes of all time. And I
got like, what is it, 4 or 5 boxes. Mm-hmm. I saw the original, nothing in them though, but it has a little Pez in the side, you remember?
Yes.
I don't even see those on here.
Those are worth money now? People are trying to sell these cereal from the WWE.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're called Bootios, because I don't know, these like three guys or whatever.
Oh, look up those ones. They're a box with pedges.
Give me a second.
About all five, real cheap.
Pezza, but Pezzas. Whoops.
No, those ain't them. Wait here, go here.
Peas, I meant Pezzas. What the heck? Why'd I do that? Peas.
I'm gonna knock his ass straight.
Stop knocking it.
No.
Oh, there it is. $17.
And I got all five for $5.
Yeah, where'd you get them from? There's
flea market.
There's four of them for $44.
That's the four I think I have.
You said you had five.
Four or five I have. They're down in the garage.
Yeah, I remember. Didn't something get into them? Or no?
No. I didn't see that. Wait, go on, look at that pen there.
What, this one?
General Mills here.
Oh, yeah, I just made these ones. But you remember you got the wolf?
Yeah.
And I think you get the mummy at the... No, maybe it's the
up
wolf.
In New York.
Up in New York at the Hero's Hideout.
Yeah.
But now they make Count Chocolate, Blueberry, Frankenberry.
Oh, yeah, that's what we got four of them, didn't we? I don't remember. Yeah, four of them.
Four of them, did we?
But yeah, cereal boxes that come with Pez. How come they don't put...
They don't put cool stuff in them anymore. These come with free games.
I wonder why. Put another question like that. Back a page.
Oh, wait, is there?
Yeah, why... There was questions. Why don't they put prizes in cereal boxes anymore?
Hold on. Give me a second.
Wait.
Okay.
I thought I seen
it. I know, I saw it. Hold on, wait. It's on page one.
Right there.
Put the blame on safety risk, including a 1988 recall of 30 million flutes and binoculars distributed in boxes of Kellogg's cereal after they were deemed a choking hazard.
Oh, that's why. Okay. Yeah, but there was ones after 1981, 2015.
Well, that's just one fact why they stopped at that point.
What cereal still has prizes?
That's not even the answer to that question.
No, can you type in that question? And that is up?
Copy. Wait, let me just paste. That's using the answer to that question.
Huh.
All right, here. This is a new article, right? Choking hazards is why kids aren't as into toys as they used to be. They say.
Go back down.
What?
What's that underwear?
I don't know. What happens to your body when you stop wearing underwear?
Oh, God. Why would that be in with cereal?
I don't know. Nabisco, Oreos, Nerd cereal. They have Nerd cereal?
Yeah.
Urkelos?
I never heard of those.
Urkelos? I'm like, Pop-Tart Crunch? I believe that. Sprinkle Spangle? Crunchy Stars? Hidden Treasure? OJ's?
When did those come out?
Those are 1985. They're orange flavored cereal.
Oh, I didn't work there yet.
Ice Cream Cones? I believe that. Dunkaball, quarterback. Oh, this is another article. These are cereals you never eat again. I was looking at this article up here. Why did it switch? To choking hazards and kids aren't using the toys as it used to be.
Well, I had that Star Wars all along the bottom of that.
Where?
Oh, those must have been in.
Those are those droid viewer things.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
They're in General Mills cereal. So they reached out to Kellogg's. They didn't give a clear-cut answer, but they said they conducted in-depth research and said boxes now offer an access code that can be redeemed for online rewards or contests. For example, at one point, Fruit Loops Box invited kids to win movie tickets. I remember that.
Right. Not for a free book.
Book. What about box?
My kids don't even read books.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's the tragic downfall of cereal to always.
Okay. Well, we just wanted to look into that.
Yeah, because we don't see a lot of good ones anymore.
Around. Yeah. And we're still kids at heart here.
Yeah.
So I miss the toys.
I miss the toys too. I understand, right. Pops.
Okay, buddy.
All right.
So you can see us on
Pops Jiggy T, which is our YouTube channel. Restaurant Junkies is our show we do there.
Right.
On Tuesday nights, you can contact us at.
Anything else change?
No.
The name?
No.
Change?
No.
Just the YouTube channel.
Just the YouTube channel change.
Okay.
Nothing else changed. That's.
Write your comments. Send us your comments.
Yeah, do whatever.
Tell your friends.
Engage. Tell your friends, you know.
So.
Engage, man. Engage.
Engage? What does that mean?
Engage. Like. You know, tell your friend, leave a comment, say what you want to hear from us, what you want us to do a show on.
And we'll look it up.
We'll look it up for you.
So, everybody stay safe, wear a mask, stay social distancing.
Social distance.
Try to get over this problem. I don't know, this mask can give me an ear problem. And we'll talk to you
next week.
Next week at the same time. Why are you so tired?
I don't have any on. Before I forget. GG Sups, we're getting our stuff from them tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
We're getting our tub and our
shaker. And that drink is good.
And that blue drink, Blue Raz, is really good.
And the lemonade.
And the lemonade was good.
Yeah, that was good.
And the fruit punch was good. All of it was good.
Yeah.
All we tasted was good.
So we're getting more into
tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
I ordered it.
You'll see it on
Restaurant Junkies. We're going to be drinking it and drinking it.
I don't know where we're going this week.
You have no idea.
You never know to the last second.
Which is all right, I guess. I mean, keep everybody engaged.
We don't plan. I hate that word. It's like absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Dynamite deal.
I'm making a video on that. Why it's not a dynamite deal.
And look at us building our
room on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's going to be posted. We're going to try to post it every Monday. Let's work on the room.
Right.
Yeah. So, that's about it, I think.
That's it.
All right.
Okay. See you. Hear from us next week.
Hear from us next week.
Have a good night. Have a good week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.